an intriguing concept let down by shoddy execution, somewhat redeemed by the charisma of its leading man. Yes, Bollywood Weekly is finally back, but that description was actually meant for Fan, which is our main topic of discussion. Also featuring our first ever rapid fire round, trailer roundup, and lots more on this week's episode. Welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya. Except today, we're going to switch things up and I am going to be the guest and Urvashi is going to be the host.
Hello everyone.
So first of all, before we get into the show, sorry for the delay in getting this episode out. I did watch Fan the weekend it released, but then had various guests lined up who all cancelled on me for various different reasons. No names will be taken. I'm not bitter at all. It's completely fine. But so now we are here and I have watched the movie and Urvashi hasn't, which is why she is going to be the host. And you will have to listen to my opinions on the movie because you have no other choice.
Be prepared to be enlightened.
Also, Urvashi is very excited about her role as co-host. She has prepared a whole list of questions, which I have not been allowed to see. So I'm very curious.
Okay.
I hope they're about Fan and not just about my private life.
Okay, so why don't you start off by giving us your Rotten Tomato rating of the movie before we get into the details and specifics.
Rotten Tomato rating of the movie. Such a British accent. I don't know if I can give it a rating, but it was definitely...
I mean, we'll break it down later and you can explain, or you can justify your rating.
I would say it's like a 7, 6.5 to 7 on 10.
Okay. So, that, and I suppose that will be a combination, as we were discussing earlier, with the acting as well as the concept.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, it's also like, the thing is, it's so much better than anything Shah Rukh has done for the last 5 years.
Okay.
So that automatically inflates it. Objectively, it's probably more like a 6 than a 7, but it's just so good to see Shah Rukh Khan actually acting for once, as opposed to whatever the hell he's been doing for the last 3 movies, 5 movies.
So your opinion on Shah Rukh Khan is duly noted, and we'll explore this further later. But for now, could you give me a like just a quick summary or like a blurb of for the movie, like, without spoiling anything?
I've taken this post to the role very seriously, I think. No, I mean, so the movie is so. If any of you have heard the song "Stand" by Eminem, that is basically the plot of the movie where there is this fan who's like creepily obsessed with Shah Rukh Khan, who plays a version of himself. And in this case, the fan happens to look eerily similar to Shah Rukh, and Shah Rukh plays both roles, obviously. And that's one of the best parts of the movie, actually, because Shah Rukh is quite convincingly able to pull off the role of a 25-year-old Delhi guy who is just, you know, Rela and doing nothing, and is just obsessed with Shah Rukh. There's obviously also a lot of like CGI and effects involved in that as well. And yeah, his whole life is basically he wants to find a way to meet Shah Rukh. And so he decides to go to Bombay, tries to meet Shah Rukh. Obviously, Shah Rukh being a massive celebrity, or Aryan Khanna, which I would call him his movie name, being a massive celebrity, there's like security outside his house and stuff. He can't just randomly go meet him. And
that's
so.
That's my thing for me.
Yeah, and so then he tries to figure out how can I meet him. And he ends up doing something rather sinister, I won't say what, to get Shah Rukh's attention. And then finally Shah Rukh has him arrested and goes to meet him and says, what you did is wrong. And he's like, oh, I just did it for you. And Shah Rukh shoots him down. This is what's in the trailer where he says, like, tum wo kaun mere liye kuch karne wale. And he's like, fan. And he's like, no, like, you're not my fan. Like, why should I give you even 5 seconds of my life? So that's the whole first half of the movie, basically.
Okay.
And then he gets really pissed off and decides to start committing crimes around the world and implicate Shah Rukh in them because he looks like Shah Rukh. So everyone thinks Shah Rukh is acting out. And then Shah Rukh goes on a chase to find him and whatever.
So what genre is this movie?
It's like a thriller, basically.
Okay.
The problem with it, so the concept and stuff is quite novel. Because the whole idea of like fan, like India does have, not just India actually, in general, there are like people who are super extreme fans who go to insane lengths to do this. So exploring that is quite interesting. In India, like there are all these people also who are like Shah Rukh lookalikes and Salman lookalikes and stuff who are just obsessed. So the whole concept is really good. But then the problem it had is when once they got to executing it, it's just like they made it way too over the top, like too classic Bollywood where it was unrealistic. And you know, this guy, the fan is supposed to be this normal guy on the street. Shah Rukh is supposed to be an actor, fine, but like they're suddenly chasing each other on buildings in the middle of Croatia and like no one cares. And it's like there's too many plot holes, too many like things which just make it way over the top.
And do you think that was done to sort of capture the wider audience base? Or do you think, I mean, it was just not well made? Like,
I mean, the thing is, so there is, you have a point in terms of capturing wider audience base because this is a fairly different niche type of movie which is not necessarily going to have a mass audience. And perhaps that's why they did that. But it didn't work because the movie hasn't done well at all. Like, as in, it's still doing decent, but it's probably not going to make planet crores domestically, which for a Shah Rukh Khan movie is terrible. And so it hasn't, even despite doing all this stuff, the mass audience hasn't really been captured. So then what you're left with is effectively just a kind of interesting concept, but done very poorly.
So as an explored the holistic
Yeah.
You would have done a better job.
Yes, can you tell Shah Rukh that as well, so you can hire me to direct, produce his next movie?
So having sort of, like you were mentioning, having sort of deviated from his usual mindless role, like in Dilwale and your commercial kind of thing, do you think he did a fairly decent job?
Yeah, that he did. And the thing is, it was not so much as, this was more like him going back to his 90s self, like before DDLJ and Kuch Kuch Hota and those movies just catapulted him to a different level. When he entered the scene, he did like Bazigar and Dard and all these type of movies where he played fairly edgy characters and actually, you know, acted. That's how he made his name. And so this was in many ways a return to that. So it was him truly, you know, acting, being someone different and not just being an exaggerated version of himself. Although ironically, the second character of his double role was an exaggerated version of himself. But even that was actually very interesting because he's done this before in Billu Barber, or Billu as it's only called now, where he played, again, like Sahir Khan, who is like an extended version of himself. In this movie, the Aryan Khanna role, he was just a complete tool. Like, he was arrogant, he didn't care about what anyone said, he was just very like, I'm Aryan Khanna and I'm the best and like, who are you to do whatever.
And you don't feel that's reflective of the general celebrity thinking in any way?
No, that's the thing. It's like, it's either like very self-aware, because Shah Rukh knows people probably perceive him that way. And whether he is that way in real life, I don't know. But in interviews, when you speak to him and see him, he comes across as very humble, very...
as an actor, that should be an easy role to play.
Yeah, but like he also has very... He's very intelligent. He has a lot of good points, which they choose to not kind of ignore. Which I guess makes sense because they didn't want to make this seem like a big Shah Rukh vehicle where, you know, for example, in Himesh Reshammiya's movie, like that whole movie is just everyone talking about how amazing Himesh Reshammiya is. Which is an aside, and you are judging me clearly from the silence and the looks you are giving me that people can't see for having watched that movie. So yeah, that was interesting as well. Although they did have this whole, at the end, there's a whole climax, not towards the climax, where he confronts this fan, Gaurav's parents, and the mom is like, oh, we let him, I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was along the lines of, we only let him get obsessed by like the glamour and the, this thing of your style life. And we didn't, you know, emphasize like the hard work and the stuff that you put in, which is true, but like the way it was done was just so like so obvious and blatant. It was like,
so there were obviously some, like you said, some excessive Bollywood over dramatized moments in there, but an interesting concept nevertheless. Do you think that any other sort of mainstream Bollywood actors potentially done a better job? Of course, maybe.
No, I don't. In terms of acting, I don't think so, because A, Shah Rukh and Salman are probably the only people who have this kind of insane fan following in India, where this whole story and this whole construct feels very possible and real, even though it's quite a far-fetched, this thing. It's still like, as you're watching the movie in the first half, everything feels very real. First half is actually really good.
Unbelievable. I mean, in a place like India, where every second story is about this Bollywood actor or that Bollywood actor, and I mean,
yeah. So the first half, on the whole, although there are still some, you know, plot holes which don't make sense. Like, for example, this guy was obsessed for him for so long. Why did he suddenly decide this? There's no trigger for him to suddenly decide, I'm going to go to Bombay and meet this guy. And the way they show it is, he wins a contest. Gaurav wins a contest of like where he basically mimics Shah Rukh Khan, and he wins. And so he's like, oh, I'm going to go to this thing, and I'm going to go to Bombay and give him my trophy as a, this thing, for his birthday. But during the contest, they say that, oh, Gaurav has won this contest for the last 3 years running. So it's like, why did you wait for this year instead of the other 2 years?
Perhaps it is a special birthday, Shah Rukh Khan. It is not for you to question.
So a lot of things like that. And then, like, you know, so he goes to Bombay. He can't get to Shah Rukh, obviously, because he has security and stuff. And then the thing he does to get Shah Rukh's attention involves another younger actor, fictional actor in the movie, who is also like a super big deal. And he goes and he does, and he meets this person. But when he goes to meet this guy, there's like no security. He's like easily able to go crash his shoot, go into his trailer, do everything. And then, yeah, so it just like a lot of things just don't add up. And then in the second half of the movie, when he starts doing all these crimes to perpetuate Shah Rukh, he suddenly then calls Shah Rukh directly on his direct mobile number. Like, the whole first half of the movie was about how you were such a big fan of Shah Rukh and you wanted to spend your whole life was about meeting him once. It's like, if you had his mobile number, like, why didn't you just do that?
You forget, by then he would have been a seasoned stalker and he would have acquired the number at the latest stage.
But then they didn't show that. So it was just like too many gaps to fill in.
So what part of the, you mentioned there's an interesting concept and very, very, very real in this, like, especially like India. What parts of that concept would you have explored further or executed in a more kind of disciplined way?
I think the whole kind of, they went into a lot of detail on the fan's perspective in terms of his whole, you know, life and how he was so obsessed with Shah Rukh.
Do they show how he became obsessed with Shah Rukh?
No, so that's one thing they miss out on. They make it very clear that he is obsessed with his whole life, but they don't explain what really drives that obsession or what really causes him to get so this thing. And so that's one thing they miss out. I don't think they captured the star's perspective very well, because it's a valid thing, right? Because being a big movie star is like a double-edged sword, because on the one hand, you obviously appreciate like all the love and whatever that people have for you, but it also at a point becomes very annoying and like infringes on your own space and your personal life and etc. And they don't really explore that at all. It's just like, oh, Shah Rukh, this guy sent you a video of him doing something shady, we need to address this. And then it goes from there to him doing other things, and it's like whatever.
And did they explore the depth of the character?
No, they explore the depth of Gaurav, the fan, but not of the Shah Rukh character. Like, the Shah Rukh character seems very... Yeah. Which is why I said it was interesting that he was
But was he portrayed that way, or was the execution of the film thing not good enough for him to show what his character was? Was it intended to portray him as
a superhero? No, I don't think it was intended at all. I think, because, I mean, there's like so specific moments. So there's a scene where Shah Rukh is dancing at a wedding, a scene called Dance at the Wedding. And the guy, the father of the bride, who's organizing the wedding, is this other super arrogant guy. And he, like, basically treats Shah Rukh like shit. And he's just like, oh, like, I'm paying you a bomb to come at this wedding, like, do something. And it's like the whole, like, and like, at that point, like, and Shah Rukh is like about to say something, like, who are you and who am I? And then he suddenly pauses and realizes that actually, like, I'm basically being paid to show up here and do nothing. So I'm going to shut my mouth and take it. But that's also frustrating. So that one scene they did quite nicely, but they didn't really build on that or explore that as much as they could. And the whole second half of the movie just became it became like an extended chase sequence between Shah Rukh and this man, which was just not exciting to watch at all.
That was the Bollywood drama.
Yeah. Which I can understand if they have that for like the last 15 minutes or 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They had like the whole second half was just that.
Do you have any other thoughts? I mean, I have limited, I can only ask general things, not having watched the movie myself. But do you have any final thoughts or comments on other aspects of the movie?
The one interesting thing about this movie is, for especially being a Shah Rukh Khan movie, I think it's a Yash Raj movie. No songs in the movie at all. There's that one song, Jabra Fan, which is only a promotional song. They don't actually show it in the movie. That's actually now being cited as one of the reasons that the movie may not have done so well with the mass audience, because there was no gap, there was no this thing. The movie is literally, I think, it was 2.5 hours long. For like 2 hours and 27 minutes, Shah Rukh's face is on screen, which gets a bit much after a point.
Well, in some ways that could be good. Well, because he does act as the star. The
yeah, but there are no, like, there are supporting characters, but they're so irrelevant. It's like just literally Shah Rukh the whole time, which is fine. But it becomes a bit overbearing. I thought they could have done more.
And I suppose if they were going to have him at that kind of intensity on the screen all the time, then they should have explored his character deeper.
Exactly, that's the problem. And also, I mean, so there's one of the supporting actors who does get a bit of space and does really well is I forget her name, which is very bad, but she is supposed to be Gaurav's love interest, the fan's love interest. She is really good, and but unfortunately her role is literally last, like, I think 2 or 3 scenes.
Good in what sense?
She has a lot of screen presence, she's very bubbly, very energetic, she's a good actress. Like, she plays, even though it's a limited role, she plays it very well, where she really likes Laura, but she's like, why, like, I understand you're obsessed with this guy, and that's fine, I'm willing to indulge in it, but like, why? So, again, it was too short for there to be any real judgment. Gaurav's parents are also the other main supporting characters. They didn't really evoke a lot of emotion or a lot of, you know, empathy. Because they were just like, half the time they were like frustrated that this Gaurav is doing nothing in his life and just pining away chasing Shah Rukh. But then the other half of the time they're like actively encouraging him. Like, when he goes to Bombay to meet him, they like give him like a box of laddus to gift Shah Rukh, and they're like, oh, tell him we did this, or tell him we did this. So it's like very off, basically.
So do you think that there was like some kind of, I don't know, you say that there was some speech at the end with the parents and Shah Rukh Khan, which seemed very forced or cliche. Well, I mean, very unnatural. Do you think that there was that the film directors or producer were trying to convey a point, like to drive a point home to the audience?
They definitely were.
Like some kind of moral or whatever, I mean.
They definitely were. But but it's never clear, like, who they are addressing. It's like, are you addressing up, like, Shah Rukh fans and being like, just chill out? Because even in the whole climax scene, when it's Shah Rukh versus Gaurav, his whole thing is like, whatever, I appreciate you spent your life basically trying to be me. But like, now, like, forget about me. Just be yourself. Like, be Gaurav. Don't try to be Aryan. Like, be a good son to your parents. Be a good boyfriend / husband to this girl, etc. And so it's like, I mean, I don't know, I didn't relate to that message at all because it's not something I feel. I don't know.
Even, debatable with the number of Shah Rukh photos in your wallet, but okay.
Why have you been looking through my wallet? That's very disturbing. But so yeah, I mean, and like if they are targeting the super hardcore people, it's, I assume it's just a commentary on the whole, you know, fan culture in India where.
Even I suspect it won't be at that extreme. I
assume it's a commentary on the fan culture in India because we're, even when it comes to sports and stuff, we're very quick to make heroes out of people and then equally quick to like shoot them down when they fail or when they do something that doesn't make sense. So
emotional, this is like an extended, Indians are generally emotional creatures.
Yeah, so this is like an extended critique or narrative or other fancy word about that whole concept. But it just comes, it just falls flat in my view. And apparently an audience's view as well. It's not doing well. So. And the voice of the people.
once again, I feel like you're completely wrong. Obvious. Any other thoughts? Any other comments?
No, just generally to wrap this up, I think it's worth watching. Just to see Shah Rukh Khan act again, and it is an interesting concept. We are also on this podcast a bit more. We try to look for things in terms of plot and story and things which a lot of people who go for movies know, which is completely fine as well. Yeah. So if you just want to like be entertained and have a good time, this definitely fulfills the criteria. Because I was even though I didn't like parts of it, I was entertained throughout and I was like hooked throughout.
You didn't feel it was too long, 2.5 hours?
It was too long only because the second half they make it all about these chase sequences which were unnecessary. Otherwise, I think there was enough material there for them to actually stretch it out that long. So the length wasn't an issue. But yeah, I just wish they used it better.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. And now we're going to be progressing into the Coffee with Karan section.
Coffee with Karan section.
The rapid fire round. And
you have a rapid fire round.
Yes, I do. I have prepared this whilst I was getting my haircut ready. And,
this is what I meant when I said she took the hosting role very seriously. But okay, fine.
Your prize shall be one of those tiaras over there.
Fantastic.
And
there's no hamper.
There's no hamper. You are not so famous.
Not famous yet.
Okay. Well, when you walk, I'll come back and you can come back and I'll have a hamper ready for you. Meanwhile, okay, this is really fun for me because I've not done this before. Right, so I'm gonna, you know how this works. I'm gonna ask the questions, you answer as quickly as you can. If your answers are not satisfactory, you won't get dinner tonight. Okay?
Fine.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are
yes,
you sure?
I'm ready. So these award these, awards to different actors in different genres. Okay?
Oh my god. The whole, one of the main, principles of this podcast is not talk about gossip or machines. So you have clearly just taken that, crumpled it up, thrown it out of the window. And
but this is the entertainment aspect of it. We've done the in-depth analysis.
Are you saying that the podcast is entertaining?
This is the mindless entertainment aspect of it.
Fantastic.
Okay. Now you feel free to cut it out later if you want to. But for me, this is entertaining. I took time to do this.
This is your fee for
while there was hair falling on my phone. So now you will answer the questions. Okay. So give these awards to people, to celebrities. Up and coming actor.
Varun Dhawan. I don't know if he's up and coming celebrity.
Actress.
Actress. I don't know if he's up and coming, but I like Shraddha.
Evergreen actor. Most scandalous actor or actress?
Well, Hrithik and Tamina right now, but we're not going to talk about that.
Okay. The most overrated actor or actress?
In
terms of performance.
That's an interesting one. Salman, I guess.
Okay.
Although, I mean, people don't deliver acting for his presence, but I guess, yeah. I don't understand how he has the time for it.
MIA actor.
Actually also Hrithik, and like before this controversy, he hasn't acted in a movie in how long? Bang Bang was like the last one he did, or Krish 3.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, and he hasn't acted in like a substantial movie forever.
He's busy doing other
things. Yes.
Okay. Don't give up on your day job.
Then Chopra, but I think he's already given up. So okay. He's given up on his acting job.
Alright, you have a Bollywood dinner party and you're inviting 5 people because your party is really lame. Who would you invite and why?
Sorry, repeat the question.
You're having a Bollywood party. By Bollywood party, you're inviting celebrities.
Sure.
You're inviting 5 people. Yeah. Who do you invite and why?
Do I have to say why for each one of them?
Yeah, just one line. You don't need an analysis.
Sure. Farhan Akhtar, because he writes, produces, directs, acts, and makes the kind of films I want to eventually make. So him. Shah Rukh, because he is by far the biggest star, not necessarily best actor, whatever, but biggest star this industry has produced, and is super smart and knows what he's doing. So I would want to pick his brain on that. Amitabh,
it's a question now.
If he makes the cut or not. Imtiaz Ali, because he also makes very interesting, different type of movies that I'm curious about. Anurag Kashyap, for the same reason. That's four, right?
Yeah.
Who would be the...
Me, because I asked you the question. Okay.
Actually, no, this is the... Sorry, I'm going to change my answer. This is a very male-centric panel, which is not what I'm about. So
well, we don't know that.
So we're going to switch that around. So remove Imtiaz Ali and add in Priyanka and Deepika.
Okay.
Because they are both, they've both effectively gone beyond the, typically in India, actresses get kind of typecast or pigeonholed into this, like, you know, glamorous good look, blah, blah, and only get minor roles. They've both gone past that, despite having, they both were models and entered the industry with that kind of perception or this thing, and they've both been able to rise above that and admirable. And
that's what it is. That doesn't go over. Yeah. Very insightful. What would your advice to Priyanka Chopra?
My advice to Priyanka Chopra?
A one-liner. As a guru.
Why am I a guru to Priyanka Chopra?
I mean, in this crazy world where you get to have a Bollywood celebrity party.
One day, my dream. My advice to her would be to keep acting in Hindi movies and not just do Hollywood. But that's more selfish because, like, I think Hindi movies need people like her who have enough presence and this thing to push it to new heights and make more meaningful type of movies.
Anil Kapoor.
Inspire more people to play their age. Because he was amazing in Dil Dhadakne Wala as a dad.
Rakhi Sawant. Beyond advice?
Just stop talking in life. Like, take a morning breath for ever. Have you seen the interview of her where she is like talking about Sunny Leone?
I don't think so.
It's and then a side is on my Facebook board, so you should check that out. But yeah, it's just bizarre where she like talks, she's like doing some shoot where she's scantily clad. And she's like, first of all, she's like, I'm only doing this because of Sunny Leone, and she's made me do this because she's taking all this attention. And it's like, is there my essay, video mein aa rahi hu, jis mein, tummy andar hona chahiye, aur bahut kuch bahar hona chahiye. It's just bizarre, like, she's nuts, she's insane.
Alia Bhatt.
Advice to Alia Bhatt. To keep experimenting with different types of roles that she's doing and not listen to haters.
Because haters gonna hate.
Actually did that. I actually said that line in the podcast once.
Okay, so are you familiar with the concept of Freaky Friday?
Where you switch.
That's right. So for one day, who would you switch with?
Ranveer Singh.
Okay.
Because, I don't know, because he's different, I guess.
Okay. Who would be your Bollywood bestie, do you think?
Who would be my Bollywood bestie?
So they have to be the best actor, they may not be the biggest star, but who do you think you might be able to relate to?
I feel like I might get along well with either Siddharth Malhotra or Varun.
I feel like a good gel.
People tell me I look like Varun. Just putting that out there.
Fan following increase. okay, I'm gonna name animals, and I need you
what
to.
What on earth is this?
I'm gonna name animals, and I need you to on the spot. Give me an actor who you first think of when I say the animal.
This is really weird. This is going to fail.
No, at all. Okay, puppy.
Shark.
Shark.
Shark. Shark.
Tiger.
Tiger shark.
Parrot.
Parrot shark.
Okay, there we go. See, wasn't that hard?
Sorry.
And final question. When you come back and you're famous on this, and you come back to a real Coffee with Karan show, who would you share the couch with? Point of view purposes.
Well, for non-interview, who would I share the couch with? Ideally, if I do make it famous and make it big, etc., ideally the writer of my movie. Because I feel like writers are very important and don't get credit. So.
What a sweet boy. On that note, have a good evening, everyone.
Hello, we're not done with the episode. What is this? Like, okay, I've asked my questions, I'm done now.
No, but that's the one to
do. Okay, trailers.
What do you mean to say about that? Huh? Don't watch Houseful 3.
okay, no, we're going to do a quick trailer roundup.
Okay.
Because Rishi has to go get ready for her birthday party.
Yay!
Happy birthday, Rishi. Okay, so there will be a lot of trailers because we've been away for so long, apologies again. So we've missed out a lot, but since we're short on time, we will quickly run through three. Trailer number one, Bartha Punjab.
I didn't get it.
Didn't get it.
I mean, I get that it's about drug abuse in Punjab, yes. But beyond that, I failed to see any flow or fluidity in the movie. Perhaps it's just a trailer. And as I mentioned, I don't watch trailers. But I failed to see any fluidity in.
But would you want to watch the movie?
Unlikely.
That is surprising. So my view is that is the most exciting trailer I've seen for the year, and it's the movie I'm most excited about for the year. Our Ocean's trailer. It just looks very different and very fresh and new. And
I mean, yeah, it does look different, but I don't see the.
Fair enough. I will go watch the movie and tell you how amazing it is and make you feel jealous.
And it'll be so funny this
time. Actually, I mean, I'm not going to jinx it because the last time Shahid Kapoor and Alia Bhatt were in a movie that we thought was going to be good.
Yes, and you made me watch that.
You were on the podcast for that episode. Yeah, that movie. So, you know. So there was that. Moving on swiftly, Traffic.
I would watch it.
Yeah, it looked very
interesting. Seems heartwarming, and I don't know what happened after, because though it says it's based on a true story,
yeah.
I haven't heard the true story, nor have I read about it.
Yeah.
So I would be very interested to watch it.
And also, I mean, Manoj Bajpayee is a great actor. Jimmy Shergill is a great actor as well. He's very underrated. Ends up getting these kind of small roles. So that looks very interesting as well. I co-hosted another podcast recently called The Bollywood Project. You guys should check out that episode. We discuss all of these trailers in more detail there. So, in case, you know, you are not yet tired of listening to my voice and want to hear my voice. That is where you should head. And then final trailer, Rishi's favorite, Houseful.
I don't even want to talk about it because that it was awful. I would never watch it. It was mindless, stupid. I'm sure it will be entertaining.
So basically, like, first two things.
What?
Hospital 1 and 2.
I have only seen Hospital 1. I refuse to watch Hospital 2 on the basis of Hospital 1. And I would not watch Hospital 2.
But the girls are pretty.
And that's the insightful comment that your host has for this.
Misogynist comment of the day. Done. Tick. Cool. Thank you, Arvishi, for stepping
welcome.
In as co-host.
It's my pleasure.
Hopefully, we will get you back on more episodes soon. Rishi is just looking at me shaking her head. There's no way we can be watching my dad.
And with that, I wish you the dreams.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. That was our show and hope you enjoyed it. You know what I'm about to say next, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please subscribe to Bollywood Weekly on iTunes using the podcast app or on SoundCloud, either on the web or using the app available on iOS and on Android. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. The links are in the description. And please do spread the word and let us know what you think in the comments. If there's anything you want to see us doing differently or anything you want to see more of, we will be happy to take all your feedback. And if you want to just share your views about what you think about these movies, we will be happy to feature those as well. See you next week.